like the way you're talking to me right now. You have no idea how much I want to... I don't really care.
You're lucky I need this job. Otherwise, I would have beat your ass.
You know, you are really quiet.
I wish you were, too. Well, that's because you're an idiot. Stop emailing me!
Please, before you catch this hands. Maybe not at work, because I don't want to get fired by HR. But anyway, so yesterday we had a conversation about how we can go about handling office bullies. And I'm pretty sure that was a little bit triggering for, you know, a lot of you that were actually listening at the time, probably even listening to me right now. But it's just, you know, it's just one of those things, man. Regardless of where we go, we, whatever setting we're in, we are always going to experience bullies. And it's even worse when you're actually experiencing such at work, a place where you're supposed to be productive, a place where you're supposed to be making your money and your bag and elevating and all of those things. So, yeah, we basically just shared how important it is for you to assert yourself and how important it is for you to keep detailed records of everything and also familiarizing yourself with HR policies on how to best deal with the situation, all right? But then, yeah, we did have Stephen, who actually jumped on board to somewhat also share what he has actually gone through and experienced pertaining, or when it comes to that, is office bullying.
Unfortunately, I'm one of the victims of office bullying. That was in the past. Okay, yeah, so I was working for this company. I will not mention the name. Yeah, so basically, at the time, there was a lot of bullying, you know? There was a lot of bullying, and there's... It's a team. It's a team of colleagues that have been working together for a really long time. So they're full of jokes. So when you're new, they'll pick on you a lot. And I've seen a lot of, in the past, my former colleagues, a lot of them just used to die with a feeling inside, and then they just resign. Okay, so like when it came to me now, I couldn't take it, you know? I would put boundaries, you know? I would confront my colleagues and say, no, listen, this kind of jokes or this kind of you picking on me is not good. I don't like it. Scratch it off. Scrap it off. If you want to make jokes, just make relevant jokes.
I mean, very true, because, you know, when you think about it, actually, sometimes even in different settings where people are always making very hurtful comments or jokes, or they make hurtful, disrespectful comments towards you and they try to mask it with, but I'm just joking. Do you know what I mean? And you know that cliche old saying of there's always so much truth behind, I am just joking. Keep that in mind. And I think it is definitely something that you should take into consideration to always address things head on. If someone does say something disrespectful to you, try to deal with it head on and let them know that I'm not okay with you talking to me like that. Because I think the more that we actually do keep quiet, because, you know, sometimes you want to say something, but you probably even just so... all up in your feelings, and you understand that it's actually a workspace that you don't want to take that risk of actually bursting out and saying the wrong things because you're so heated that you also just keep quiet. But in turn, what that actually tells the bully is that you are a doormat and that they can actually walk away, walk all over you and get away with it. Okay, so be one of those people that people know in the office that we don't mess with that person. Okay, be one of those people that takes things head on and really just speak up, man, as much as you can. Honestly, it's going to put you at ease in so many ways. I promise you.
Express Credit Namibia presents